Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a brief but annoying message to let you know that you could have first heard this episode 9 months ago if you were a subscriber to our Iron Filing Society Patreon offering.
For the price of a pint and a St. Clement's each month, you can get up to 4 episodes a week, 9 months before the rest of the world gets them. Early access to regular episodes, lots of other marvellous benefits, and there's absolutely no adverts or brief but annoying messages like this that'll get right on your tics.
Find out more and subscribe now at tftimemachine.com/ironfilings.
Here we go. 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 This is it.
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I am Andy Dawson. Pow, pow, pow.
I'm Sam Nifty Delaney. So what?
It's the Melchester Odyssey. We didn't realise, but last week was the 50th episode, Sam. Of the Melchester Odyssey.
And what an episode it was.
As I pointed out on Twitter, we're almost 10% of the way through the whole thing. It'll take us another 10 years to get through all of this.
Just to this one. And I just got delivery of the 1950s one. And the 60s one is scheduled to arrive tomorrow.
I've got the 60s one, but I haven't looked at it yet. And the 50s one's on its way.
The 50s one has got the first ever episode of it. When he's just a kid playing for some local team and he gets spotted by a scout. But I've seen it in this book, but we also saw it when we went to the exhibition.
Yeah, we did. That was a good day. Yeah. We did a live show as well, didn't we? We didn't just go to Manchester.
We're not that fucking weird. I mean, we're pretty fucking weird, but we're not necessarily that weird yet.
Yeah, there was another reason to be there. Right, so this is episode 51 then, I guess, and it's the next week, and it begins, it says at the top, Roy was distracted and lost his concentration. Ooh. Whoa, that's rare.
Yeah, fucking distracted here.
And I'm losing my concentration.
Not like hell. Me. Usually my concentration's fucking bang on 100%. ask anyone. You know, like, Mastermind... Every week I play that, right? The general knowledge round with Penn. Ask Penn, right? I get usually either all of them right or most of them right. And I always beat Penny and the kids.
Yeah, I make her write down how many I get. She does little ticks every time I get one right.
She says it's
unbelievable. You know what? I never ever pass on any of the questions.
What's the point?
Because that can add up. If you draw, they count your number of passes. Fewest number of passes.
Just
say pigs.
Yeah,
pigs.
Say fence, right? They're not going to... Magnus Magnusson's not going to stop the show and say you're dicking around. It's like, read the rules, you Icelandic prick, right? I can say what I want.
Doesn't say anything about not saying fence or pigs. So that's what I say.
I mean, I'd go on it if they'd invented the celebrity version yet, which they haven't, but I'm busy. But what I'm saying is I'd easily win. Specialist subject, I put some thought to that. Probably, I mean, it could be any number of things, like Hitler, Renaissance art, Dukes of Hazzard, right? But I would probably go for Roy Race, right? Best one. Ask me anything about me. Trust me, I fucking know the answer.
So it says, distracted, lost his concentration, and introduces the issue. Although relegated to the second division, Melchester Rovers had taken maximum points from their early league games, despite off the field, it says in inverted commas, problems which were building up for Roy. The visit of Northfield attracted yet another full house, again it says in inverted commas. Is it has been sarcastic here or something?
I know.
Using the inverted comma fingers.
For almost full everything. House. Full house, that's bollocks, it's a tax scam.
Yeah, we're massaging the numbers.
Not really a full house.
There's 48,000 in here. Ground capacity is only 33. You do the fucking sums.
I can work it out.
As the all them cash turnstiles straight in my back pocket.
I'll tell you
great
what,
days.
The fucking the authorities have got their heads shoved so far up their fucking asses. You could get you know, it's a license to fucking print money. This racket.
It's basically money laundering. That's what it is.
Some people call it money laundering. You can call it that if you want. Labels don't matter to me. I tell you what does matter. My fucking bank balance, right? And it's very fucking healthy, thanks very much. Relegation or no relegation.
Another full out as the Rovers went in search of goals, and glory. Well, I mean, the two go hand in hand, don't they, really? Goals and glory.
Yeah.
Score a lot of goals. That's auto-glory.
Yeah.
But
it's a glorious feeling.
We're not here to pick holes in this thing. So, yeah, it's a nice wide frame that we're looking at. It's all action. We've got Storky Knight, who's been called up to the team, who we've never heard of before. He's in the team, I guess, because Vic Guthrie's been dropped and suspended.
Yeah.
So, Cyril Storky Knight. We don't really get any kind of reason why he's called Storky from looking at him. We thought he might have a beak. But his nose seems to be regular size. Look at that picture there.
Yeah, I don't know why they call him Storky, really. Just his height.
Mm. Never mind. Might look online. Might be some more about it there. Great tackle by Storky Knight. Shouts one of the fans. He's worked the ball to Roy. And he has. He's fucking... It's an agricultural challenge on one of the Northfield players. And he's knocked the ball away into Roy's path. And the Northfield player reacts with... and then there's a little bit of conversation going on elsewhere in the crowd. What's the record for the greatest number of consecutive league victories from the start of the season?
Fuck off.
And his pals is... Fuck off before I punch you.
Will you please shut your fucking mouth for 5 seconds and let me watch this fucking game?
You stat-obsessed cunt.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares about any of this. I just come to get out of the house. I come to get away from the wife and kids for a couple of hours a week, right? Have a fucking pie, right? Because the wife's got me on a fucking low cholesterol diet, whatever the fuck that is. I'm turning into a fucking rabbit, right? I have a few pints with the lads. I have a good smoke, right? I have some pies. I just fucking relax. I don't give a shit about what's going on the pitch, right? I do not need you asking me daft questions about fucking statistics that no one cares about.
I enjoyed it last season because they were shit and I got to shout at them quite a bit. And that helped me with some of the pressure and the stress I'm going through. It was a nice stress relief thing.
A lot of the stuff that I'm trying to process, not only to do with my frustrations at work, but I also think legacy problems through my relationship with my father, right? There was an incident, I admit, again, last season, and I got into a confrontation with a Northfields fan outside the ground, and I just started punching him. And once I started, I couldn't stop. And when they eventually pulled me off, I blacked out. But apparently, I was screaming, "Dad," over and over and over again as I was punching this bloke. And anyway... I got a suspended sentence for that, right? But luckily, they only banned me from the stadium for like 2 matches, right? Because you know, it's still the early 80s. So, you know, it's little things like that. I mean, I felt bad for the bloke. Apparently, like, he was in a coma for a little while. But for me, it was very therapeutic. And that is what football's all about.
I mean, I'm just glad the authorities are operating what can only be described as a light touch policy in the current era. It might not be like this forever. But,
like, if this was in the future, like, say, 20, 30 years from now, there's every chance I'd be banged up for a serious custodial sentence in space prison, which presumably is what they'll be operating then. I'd be up in a fucking space prison on a 20 stretch. in the future when it's probably going to be just like Blake 7, you know.
Probably, they'll probably just send us up and we'll be just being quarries by on the moon. Just digging all day long.
Digging for fuck knows what. They won't tell you. That'll be half the frustration. You'll be like, I wouldn't mind if I knew what we were digging for. It's just so mindless.
I think it's part of the fucking sentence. The mental torture. Not knowing what I'm doing it for.
It fucking is torturous.
Cruel than usual, I think.
I say it is torturous. What I mean is it would be torturous. I mean, obviously, I'm just speculating about a fictional futuristic world.
2001, that sort of thing.
As it is, I can tell you now, I'm a free man, and that's what matters. Despite the horrendous assault I committed on a rival fan last year, I'm still free to walk the streets, attend this football match, and do whatever the hell I like.
I need to keep my nose clean for another 18 months till the suspended period's up. Well, I say keep my nose clean. Just be more careful. Do you know what I mean?
Know what I mean?
Don't get caught.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, I lost my cool that day. You know, violence, if you want to call it that. I don't call it that. I think that's an ugly word, right? Fighting, right? That is punching people, right? That is a legitimate way for a man to relax, right? When he's got trouble all week with the wife, nagging, the boss fucking giving you non-stop shit, the kids, they don't stop fucking whining, they want stuff the whole time. Money. Yeah. I want to go and punch someone's face in at the end of the week, right? You got to stay in control, though. You can't black out like I did against Northfields, because then it's amateurish. It's schoolboy stuff.
I mean, in my defence, he was there. He had his team's colours on and he was letting his mouth go. So that's consent as far as I'm concerned. He wanted a fight and I give him one.
He knew what he was getting into. He enjoyed it as much as I did. He barely put up a defence. He's one of them perverts who likes getting it.
If the police hadn't moved in, I probably would have pissed on him as well.
I was screaming at him, fight back, but he didn't want to.
But that's it. Sometimes you win. You win easy.
Sometimes I take a beating. So what? Good. Sometimes I feel so worthless, I want someone to beat me up. Like my dad did when I was little. He'd tell me, you're nothing. You're a piece of shit. I wish I'd never had you. Right? And it'd make me feel this fucking small. And yet the weird thing is, sometimes I want to be made to feel like that again.
Yeah.
So I'll go and start trouble. On purpose, looking for a beating.
Because then the next day, he would never say sorry, but he'd tell me he loved me. And that's all I wanted to hear.
Yeah. I want you, in many ways, I want you to break me right down and then try and build me up again. You know what I mean, mate? I only asked you about what the record was for consecutive one games at the start of a season. Yeah, I know, mate. And as I've explained, I've no fucking idea. But what I'm saying is, can you relate to the things I'm telling you? I'm trying to share with you here. I'm being vulnerable. I'm laying myself bare to you, right? This is real talk. This is real conversations, right? Men, together, being honest, being vulnerable, right?
And you've just reiterated the thing about the league victories. It's like you're not listening to me. It's like you're my dad.
To be honest, mate...
I think I'm going to have to punch you.
I'll be honest, I feel really strongly that I'm close to punching your face in. And I'm saying that to you as a mate, right? I don't know you, but
well, not a mate, stranger.
It's a fair warning. You seem like a nice bloke, but the way things are heading, I'm gonna fucking pulverise you.
So yeah, he says, "What's the record for the greatest number of consecutive league victories from the start of the season?" But in the strip itself, his mate goes 11, I think.
Yeah, I'd go. Someone asked me that, I'd go a million.
Fence
pig.
So there, and then the next, I don't know what's happened. Has David Skew spilled something on the next frame or something? There's all kinds of stains and shit going on in the next bit down. But it's the man in the crowd saying, and the Rovers are going to break it, especially if they keep playing like this. Brilliant reverse ball to Vernon Elliott. And it is, you know, Racy's just fucking back-heeled it across to Vernon Elliott. Elliott taps it in, and it's there. Wahoo! Rock on, you Rovers! Rock on again there. Yeah, second week in a row.
Rock on, David Essex there in the crowd.
That keeper looks a lot like Paul Cooper, who's played for Ipswich at the time.
Yeah. The illustrator's experimenting with a new hairstyle.
Yeah.
Because previously he only had three or four.
I'll copy Paul Cooper's, that'll do. But at that moment, then we cut to the crowd. And we've got Trevor Brinsden, who is sitting on the shoulders. Remember, he's bald, mate. He's completely bald, mate.
Oh, yeah.
From before, who we thought might be in remission from cancer. He's on his head, on his shoulders. And Brinsden's got his little denim waistcoat on, which is open. And he's wearing a white T-shirt, which says, "I'm Roy's greatest fan."
Fucking mental T-shirt, isn't it? Really mental.
Jesus Christ.
That said, I might get some made up.
I'm sold
on the website. Yeah. I'm TFGM's greatest fan.
A little Lampard in the corner as well. Mm. Yeah, why not? And Brinsden shouts, "Why don't you invade the pitch, Northfield? That's the only way you'll save your mob from getting thrashed." And then that bloke who was the voice of reason last week as well, he's turned around again and gone, "Why, that's stupid."
Jalapeño.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Jalapeño.
Now, the next frame, mate, has got the Northfield fans, and there is such a fucking Lampard-alike in there. Well, he doesn't look like them. This is the biggest grass I've ever seen, right? Unbelievable grass-looking bloke. He's got this sort of neat half-side-parted hair, which is the mark of a fucking snide, isn't it? And a little fucking moustache that he probably thinks makes him look rakish. Plus, he's wearing a fucking tie, which unless you come
tie of the match,
which is weird, unless you come straight from the game, straight from work. But this isn't a midweeker; this is a Saturday afternoon game.
Yeah, no excuse.
So he's like, "I'm just going to the football, darling." Well, but just fastening my tie.
Even if he's come from work, loosen the fucking tie. Take the tie off, for fuck's sake.
It's not like it's not like he's in the corporate seats, right? Where they sometimes say you got to dress smart. He dresses up smart just to stand on the terraces.
What's the first thing you do when you walk out the school gate at 3:30? Take your fucking tie off.
Fucking tie off, mate.
Isn't it?
The bloke next to him, the Northfield fan, goes, "Forget it, lads. It's idiots like him who get other people into trouble." And the snide bloke in his tie goes, "Ignore him."
Ignore him. He'll go away. He's just like a wasp.
We were on holiday once, right, in France when I was a teenager. And my dad took us on holiday and my Italian cousins came as well. And we'd stayed up late the night before, me and my brothers and my cousins, playing like a dare game, right? And like, there were stupid fucking dares. You're kids and you're bored on holiday. And my Italian cousin had to do a dare, which was the next day during lunch, right? He had to get up in the middle of lunch when everyone was sitting around having lunch, walk over to the swimming pool we had at the back of this villa, right? Stand on like this Lilo, right? And then float across the pool saluting and singing the Italian national anthem, right? That's what we'd made up as a dare. We thought it'd be funny, right?
Yeah.
And the adults wouldn't know what was going on because they hadn't been up with us the night before doing the dare game. And I remember him going and doing it, and it was great. And we're laughing. Everyone's laughing because it's fucking weird and funny. And I just remember my aunt going, what's he doing? And my dad refusing to turn around and look and just saying, ignore him. And everyone's pissing themselves laughing. And my dad's just got inexplicably annoyed by it. And he's gone, he literally is going, just ignore him and he'll stop. He wants attention. And
don't give him the attention he clearly craves.
He craves, yeah, exactly. And you're like, why not? Why not give him the attention? I mean, surely it's worthy of attention. It's worthy of attention.
He's doing well.
Well, if we give him attention, we'll do him a disservice.
Do not give him the oxygen of attention that he craves.
He's just like Jerry Adams. I always remember that. Ignore him.
Like, he's just like Jerry Adams or Adamant.
Yeah. Or the Ayatollah.
He's just like Shaking Stevens.
He's worse than Gaddafi and Jonathan King. It's like, I always remember
him.
I was like 14 or 15 thinking, why ignore him? And everyone's sort of sitting up to look and he's going, ignore him. Really like getting strict about it. I said, ignore him. Why?
Do as I say.
By God, ignore him.
Oh, man.
Never ignore anyone doing something. That's what I tell my kids.
Never ignore anything.
Kids, I've got a little bit of fatherly advice here for you. Right, wake up, kids. Dad, it's the middle of the night. Dad's got something to pass on to you, right? And I want you to remember this, even after I'm dead. Even after I'm dead, remember this, right? Now, never ignore someone who's doing something, right? Because you never know what you might learn or see, right? That's it. Good night. Go back to sleep. That's basically journalism in a nutshell, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Keep them
best
peeled.
You can ever have.
Keep them peeled.
Peeled at all times. So, there he is. Ignore him. And Brinsden's shouting over the fence, there's only one Roy Race. One Roy Race. And Roy's face is just, oh, fuck. And he thinks that voice has got to be Trevor Brinsden. How does he hear this voice? How little atmosphere is there in the Melchester crowd that he can hear one cunt shouting out that? But you don't know. I've never been a footballer. I've never been on the field of play during a match. I don't know what they're going to hear.
Well, what about these games now? I don't, you must have watched some Bundesliga at the weekend. I did.
I did a bit, yeah.
It's great. You can hear everything, can't you?
It is, but it's all in German.
Yeah. But, like, if you were one of the few people allowed to be in the ground, presumably those are, like, TV cameramen and some coaches or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd shout. I couldn't resist. I'd shout, can't! Like that.
Just into your hand. Just sort
or of... I'd do that thing that you read on Twitter. One of the funniest things of all time. When you read about that bloke watching Paddington at the cinema.
Yeah.
And he shouts at Paddington.
Run, you cunt.
Run, you cunt. You'd have to, wouldn't you?
Of course you would. So, yeah, Roy thinks that's got to be Trevor Brinsden. And I think it's Blackie next to him there. Roy, watch that ball! And it explains, Brinsden had already caused serious trouble at a tournament in Scotland, and it's an away game. That's twice now. This is the third time. And Roy, his concentration's broken, and the ball just bounces off his foot. Darn it, he says. He's even making me lose my concentration now.
There's my concentration 48,000 again.
People. 48,000 people in here, and there's one cunt putting me off.
Fuck it, Al. Imagine if he was there when I was trying to do Mastermind on Wednesday nights. If he was at my house, put me right off.
And someone else in the crowd shouts, no, Roy, keep your mind on the game.
Fuck off.
Fucking what? Fucking come down here, you cunt. You fucking tried doing it. From Roy's rare slip, Northfield built a useful attack. And they almost score. There's a shot comes in with Charlie Carter, plucks it out of the air. Ooh, almost produced a shot goal. Good thing Charlie the Cat was concentrating. And like you, Roy.
If one more cunt mentions my fucking concentration, amateur. My fucking concentration. All right, okay, stop the game. Let's have a concentration off, right? Let's see who can concentrate best out of everyone here. Because I'm fucking guaranteeing you, it's me.
Go.
It's me. Go on. Ask me to concentrate on something, right? I'll do it as long as you want. Give us a book, anything.
I'll do half an hour. No problem. For half an hour, stand on me fucking head.
All right. Fine. You, silly bollocks, come over here, right? Staring contest. Who blinks first, right? Because that's the best test of concentration you can get, that.
So, I've just said something fucking amazing. It's coming up halfway down the page. Oh God! Yes, let's get to that, please.
Quick.
Okay. As Charlie Carter's clearance was controlled by Roy, he heads it on to Kenny Logan, and someone in the crowd shouts, "That's better, Racy. He's helped it on to Kenny Logan." And Logan plays it back to 1-2. "Give up some leather, boss," says Logan. What a cheeky 1-2. He set up a chance for Roy. And Roy's into the box. There's a little tackle comes in from the Northfield number 3. Roy goes down under the challenge. The lad doesn't get the ball. Roy goes, "Ooh!" and someone in the crowd shouts, "Late tackle, it's a penalty." And then someone else shouts, "Ray!" Ray?
They always do that.
Hooray? Is this short for hooray?
Yeah, they do it all the time. Ray!
Oh, fucking hell. So, penalty in Manchester.
Duncan Mackay always takes these.
Yeah.
He's a fullback, and that used to be common. And I feel it's less common than it used to be. Like, now, penalties, it's always like the striker fucking takes, the obvious person. Yeah. But back in the 80s, 90s, you can remember all the bit. Like, so a legendary one at West Ham that a lot of other people remember him because he was so legendary is Ray Stewart. Scottish right back.
I remember that, yeah.
And, you know, Dennis
Julian Ert, Dix hit him for West Ham as well.
Julian Dix, who I think was better. I don't think Dix ever missed. I think Stewart missed once. So they were both fullbacks. Stewart was a right back, Dix was a left back. Obviously, Stuart Pearce took him for Forest. I'm pretty sure Dennis Irwin took them for a while for Man U.
Yeah, I think he did, yeah.
It was common.
He was a free kick taker as well, wasn't he?
Yeah, he had a cultured left boot. But I think that it was fairly common. I think that in the 90s, Ian Hart, was it, of Leeds United?
Ian Hart, yeah.
He certainly took amazing free kicks. I think he might have taken pens as well.
Yeah.
So it was quite common.
I once saw Ian Hart coming out of the disabled toilets at Disneyland Paris.
What a cunt.
Yeah, exactly. Clearly not disabled. Anyone disabled.
Was he not even walking just with thought, a... When I do it... No. I mean, look, I admit, I do it sometimes, right?
Did you drag your foot along the ground sort of thing?
No, I'm always ready for anyone who wants to give me any static, right? Yeah. And and I just get ready to give it the old, "I'm epileptic, mate. I've been having a fucking fit in there, haven't I?" Yeah, thanks for your fucking sympathy, right? Not all disabilities.
Here's my badge.
You can't see all disabilities. I made myself an official epileptic badge on my home computer and laminated it. Epileptic.
Coming through.
Watch out, I'll have a seizure and bite my tongue off.
I might foam with the mouth. It might go in your eye.
By the way, listeners, in case you don't know this, I was epileptic throughout my adolescence and 20s. Touch wood, I haven't had a fit for about 20 years now. So just in case you're going to write in, right? Yeah, I am laughing at epilepsy, but that's because I had it, right? I pissed myself in a coffee shop in Amsterdam. So
you're allowed to take the piss, literally.
Yeah.
So... Duncan Mackay's a bit of take the penalty. It says Duncan Mackay usually took Rover's spot kicks, and that's what he's doing again. Voice in the crowd. "Slot it home, Dunk. Make it 2.
Fuck
then,
off.
Here we go. I'll do what I fucking want." Then, Trevor Brinsden, behind the goal. I don't think he was earlier, but he is now. He's fucking worked his way around.
Yeah, you can move around a terrace, can't you? If you're a dickhead, because it's annoying.
He's done that, and he's behind the goal, and he's got a fucking loud hailer somehow.
Produced that
and he shouts,
somewhere.
Yeah, and he shouts, "Miss it!"
I've never seen someone in a football crowd with a loud hailer. Have you?
Never, let alone try to put off his own team.
That is the maddest bit. That's the weird power play.
Miss it! And the keeper does like a double take. His head's spinning. And he says, "What the?" And Mackay goes, "Oh?" And then it says, "The ear-splitting din startled Duncan Mackay as much as the Northfield keeper." Mackay takes the shot. Keeper saves it. Puts it around the post. Saved! Thanks to that idiot in the crowd, Duncan mistimed his shot. Now, what the fuck Brinsden's thinking here? I've got no idea.
He's got like to say, reveal
he's
it.
Just, he's gone.
He's mad.
But then we see Roy, and I've never seen Roy look as furious. Mm. He's gnashing his teeth together. He's climbing into the crowd. He's thinking, that does it! And someone says, good grief, look at Roy! He's leaping into the crowd!
Yeah.
Leaping, no less.
That's assault.
He's about to commit a crime! And he grabs hold of Brinsden by his T-shirt. And Brinsden goes, oh!
Ooh.
And Roy says, okay, Trevor, if you really want some publicity, then you're going to get it. I think he's already got it.
Oh, yeah.
If the fucking TV cameras are there, that's it. Publicity achieved.
The furore, if someone did that now, there'd be a huge furore, wouldn't there? But it would be the player who got the blame.
Eric Dyer did it, didn't he, before football got shut down? Actually, he climbed over some seats and had a go at someone. Him.
Didn't know for doing it, actually, yeah. So I'm wrong.
Did you see they'd actually FA charged him about 4 weeks later while we were into the into the lockdown? Football had been finished for 4 weeks, but the FA have charged him for a fucking, I don't know, locking about, whatever it is.
Yeah. Knock, knock.
Being naughty.
Eric Dyer, I know everyone was impressed by the way that you strode so manfully over those seats to confront a man who'd been rude to your brother. But nevertheless, if you refer to the rules, you were clearly in breach of them. And for that reason, you will be fined.
It's a blatant transgression of the rule book. Now take your medicine. So there we are. That's the end of that one. I'm giving that one a 9. 9 out of 10.
I'm giving it a 9. It was high drama. I mean, it's not often you see like Roy climb into the crowd and try to fight a fan.
Definitely not. Or a fan with a loudhailer.
Yeah, exactly. So there was loads to love about it.
Yeah, and it just says there at the bottom, what's Roy about to do? You can find out next week. And I want to find out next week.
Yeah.
I can't wait to find out.
What's Roy about to do? Is it A, punch him? Is it B, kiss him? Or is it C, bomb him in front of everyone?
Bomb him to death.
You're going to get a punishment bombing, racy style. And everyone's going to see your humiliation.
This isn't punishment, this is bombishment. He'll say as he pulls his trousers down.
Give me that loud hailer so I can communicate with the crowd while I commit this obscene act. Ladies and gentlemen, what you are witnessing is the punishment that will befall anyone who tries to put off Duncan Mackay from taking a pen ever again.
Leave your loud hailers at home, gentlemen. So there we are. We'll be back next week with episode 52, which I guess marks the first anniversary of the Melchester Odyssey.
Jesus Christ. 52. Must be, yeah. Fuck a me. Whole year. Wow, yeah. It's flashed by, mate.
Feels like longer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cheers, everyone.
That's it. Thanks for listening. As always, TTFN, dickheads.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.